Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Now, who's behind it all? I think we all agree that the current president not only is illegitimate, but he's a doofus. And anybody that says that they're incompetent, they are giving them the benefit of the doubt. This is deliberate. The lawlessness in the cities that we're seeing, in Democratic cities, this is deliberate. They're trying to create chaos, trying to create fear. All these things we're seeing are not by accident. It is deliberate, and we must hold them accountable.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Please spread this one far and wide. That was American Patriot and Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, who is naming the name of the number one deep state player in American politics, who is selling our nation out to the new world order. And in this one, we discuss those specific deep state traitors and the plot by the World Health Organization to lock down the entire world on the back of another pandemic as early as June 23rd. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a very quick word about our sponsor. Is every dip an opportunity? Well, when it comes to Bitcoin, that might be the case. If you look back 10 years, the trajectory is up. My digital money is here to give you the facts about crypto. Billionaires celebrate dips. When Bitcoin dipped, it was institutional investors and billionaires that were buying. And that's why they're billionaires. Cryptocurrency's volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, my digital money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they won't force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. My digital money will be there to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with kind of an emergency broadcast. Recall that we were all concerned that the World Health Organization was going to usurp our sovereignty as a nation. We kind of thought because of the ruckus we all raised, we put a stop to that. Well, I have bad news. I don't think we did stop it. I have Dr. Lee Vliet back on the line. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And General Thomas McInerney, 35 years in the Air Force, a true patriot. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Let me do a screen share to set the stage here, folks. This is the news, Tuesday, 9:54 a.m. on June 14th, the World Health Organization to hold meeting on June 23rd to decide whether monkeypox represents a public health emergency of international concern. And if they decide it does, well, what does that mean? Todd Callender says, folks, the WHO is now using their special magic words, quote, public health emergency of international concern, end quote, in this release, which means they are going to declare the next pandemic based on monkeypox. Any infectious malady will work in order for them to claim their ultra sovereign powers, which means they will effectively take over the world through martial law with such a declaration. I'm coming back to you guys. Dr. Vliet, what do you say? I thought we stopped these people.
No, it was clear that all they did was table it, Sean, because the attention was on it. And it was like a feint in boxing. They were pretending to pull back and hold a punch, knowing what their plan was. And I don't think there's any question, but those words are exactly what was agreed to in the 2005 International Health Agreements that gives the WHO sovereignty over our public health response. And they've been ginning up the fear on monkeypox. We did shows on that earlier, a couple months ago. they've been ginning up the fear on monkeypox, which is not a threat to the general population. It is primarily a threat for men having sex with men. It is transmitted by bodily fluids, regardless of the lies in the media right now. And monkeypox can be treated with the same treatments that work for smallpox, which includes hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and a host of other antiviral medicines. So it is not an international concern. It's not a public health emergency, and it's not a risk to the majority of Americans. And yet this is what they do, to use a fear campaign to invoke the 2005 agreements to take control, exactly like they did in the COVID pandemic. America needs to wake up. And all of this, which I'd like General McInerney to focus on, comes from the results of total control of our government as a result of the stolen election in 2020. We have radicals in control seeking to destroy us. And General McInerney is the expert on that.
Yeah, General, please weigh in. Dr. Vliet will get no argument from me about what she just said. We have an imposter president who's done nothing good for this country since the day he took office. In fact, on the first day, he killed the Keystone Pipeline. And he's doing a very good job making us reliant on gas and oil from other nations. It's treason, in my view. But what are we to do?
Well, I think you both hit it when you talked about the World Health Organization in 2005 promulgating their particular directive on global control when you have a, quote, pandemic. Issue that we're faced with is, in 2005, the Chinese Communist Party, their equivalent of the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, promulgated a new directive in which they would get global domination through the use of massive biological warfare and massive cyber warfare. They would not use kinetic. Now, this is just the background, so you can see the parallels, what are happening. We got hit in late 2019, early 2020 with COVID, which was not a pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese globally. And it was followed up in November of that year, in the third, even the third, in the morning of the fourth, on the massive cyber attack on the six battleground states: Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. That's how they stole the election, using cyber warfare. There were lots of other means in which they set it up, but the final number that comes out in the wee hours of the morning is a cyber number. I think many of us are familiar with the 2,000 mules that the D'Souza put out, and that shows how they use the mail-in ballots. Now, so what we are faced with, the 8 years of the Obama administration, he put in the swamp. He corrupted the U.S. government in the intelligence community, in the judicial community, as well as with FBI, etc. That's where he laid in the key leadership that we are now facing the challenge of overcoming, because we are fighting our own government. So we, the people, as Dr. Lee and Sean, as you were saying, we have a challenge. We have been taken over covertly. And what we're going to have is, as Dr. Lee mentioned, is the monkeypox appears to, it could be hemorrhagic fever or something else, Marburg, but there is going to be a new vax or a new virus come out, and it looks like it's now going to be the monkeypox. It's not a threat to us, as Dr. Lee said. So they want to use that again to create fear, get people to put their masks back on, to do all these things where the elites and the Chinese communists and other foreign entities, Russia, can have a global government. And we are facing that with the elites. And it's very important that we understand this threat. They do not believe in we the people. And so we are looking at extremely capable people. Everything they have done. We mentioned what happened on the energy independence, but also what else did they do? They deliberately surrendered in Afghanistan and gave the Taliban $85 billion of the latest equipment. They opened up our borders. We now have had probably 3 million illegals come into the United States with about a 20% COVID-19 rate. We have had CRT, critical race theory, being implemented K through 12, college, as well as in the military. And Dr. Lee and I and others have been working on those service academy people that are being forced out because they're not getting the mandatory vaccination. Now, why do you need a mandatory vaccination on anybody below the age of 30 that has a 99.999% survival rate? Why do we have a mandatory vax that they're doing? Because the vaccination weakens our immune system. Dr. Lee can articulate that far better than I can. But the number of deaths I just read this morning from an insurance company are 160% higher than 2 years ago before COVID hit. And it's on other types of deaths, heart, lungs, cancer, a whole host of different things, because the vax has diminished our own survival system and so immune system. So this is what we're facing. Now, who's behind it all? I think we all agree that the current president not only is illegitimate, but he's a doofus. And anybody that says that they're incompetent, they are giving them the benefit of the doubt. This is deliberate. The lawlessness in the cities that we're seeing in democratic cities, this is deliberate. They're trying to create chaos, trying to create fear. All these things we're seeing are not by accident. It is deliberate, and we must hold them accountable. Now, who is the puppet master? Barack Hussein Obama. He is running this from his residence in Kalorama, which is 1.2 miles from the White House. He is the only president that never left Washington, D.C. George Washington went at least to Mount Vernon in Virginia. But no, Barack Hussein Obama is living in a large mansion in Kalorama, 1.2 miles from the White House, next to the largest mosque in D.C. Now, his whole team, from the Secretary of State to SecDef to all of them, are former people that they groomed when they were in for their 8 years. We did not realize it. I was going into the Pentagon 4 days out of the week in certain business, and the fact is I never saw this. So they have done it and conceived it brilliantly, but now they have exposed themselves. And when you have issues like 2,000 mules, independent assessments, plus the assessment I got from Hammer and Scorecard, the CIA program that was stolen and used on those six battleground states. But unfortunately, they committed it to the Chinese communists who used it, and the cyber was coming out of China primarily. It also came out of Pakistan, the ISI, as well as Russia. So this is our problem. Now, what must we do? We must get audits of the six battleground states. However, they are fighting it. Now, Sean, it seems to me and Dr. Lee rather unusual that if you got the largest number of votes in the history of this country, that you would want bragging rights and that you would want audits of all 50 states, let alone the six battleground states. Instead, they are resisting any action to look at the 2020 election, which everything revolves back on it, this hyperinflation that we've had, which they are trying to destroy America. Now, what are they trying to destroy? Our superpower status, our influence, the dollar, so the dollar isn't the global currency. They're trying to do all these things to diminish the values of our Constitution and what we have created since the end of World War II. That's what we must be aware of. Barack Hussein Obama was brought up on the knee of Frank Marshall Davis, an avowed communist. And that's why, when you look at where this is, the puppet master is, he is the puppet master. And none of the things they're doing, to include the war that got created by the Russians in the Ukraine, when we canceled the XL pipeline, as well as when we took off the sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian pipeline from Moscow into Germany. So all these things are related. Nothing is done happenstance or incompetently. So as Dr. Lee says, America must wake up. We have this threat, and they are using all parts of the economy, medical, cyber, all those issues are being used against us, and it is formidable. So wake up, America. This is our Normandy. This is our Iwo Jima. This is our Battle of the Bulge.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yes, sir. If I may, I'm going to go back to this email from Todd Callender, the attorney. He couldn't join us today because here's my question, General. He says, please spread the word near and far that this is Bill Gates next time, meaning the next time they'll take us seriously, as he said. Assuming they do make this finding, assuming the World Health Organization says that, yes, monkeypox is an emergency of international concern, which has a very low and subjective burden of proof, of course, then the WHO usurps all political and military powers from all member countries, irrespective of their meeting in the last month. The apparatus is already in place. Well, here's my question. What apparatus is in place? How could this government possibly usurp my sovereignty and your sovereignty and the sovereignty of all 50 states and just give it all away to the World Health Organization? How could they enforce any of this? Let's say the World Health Organization says, yep, monkeypox is an emergency of international concern. Everybody needs to lock down. Nobody can go to work. Everybody has to wear a mask. And now go get in line for the monkeypox shot. How on earth could they possibly enforce that?
If we let them.
Sean, let me make a point. It is all of the things you just said are clearly against the U.S. Constitution. It was our own representatives who sold out the Constitution in signing the agreement in 2005. And so consequently, the fact that the nations, 196 nations, signed the 2005 agreements, they already ceded authority to the World Health Organization. The public doesn't know that. And currently, the government that we have in power and our institutions that are supposed to represent the people are acting lawlessly. Everyone is asking the question, well, they can't do that. It's against the law. Wake up. What we're saying and what you're seeing, they know it's lawless. They don't care. They're doing it anyway, because no one, whether it's law enforcement, whether it's the courts, whether it's the medical system, pharma, big tech, all of them have consolidated power. They're all acting lawlessly in violation of the Constitution. And the public is sitting there letting it happen and saying, oh, well, maybe we need to file a lawsuit. The courts are corrupted. The courts are not addressing these questions. The courts are throwing out the lawsuits. This is going to take citizen resistance peacefully and lawfully, because you saw what happened to Simone Gold, Dr. Gold, who was speaking peacefully after Capitol Police had opened the barricades and let the protesters into the Capitol. She was there. I don't necessarily think that was a wise decision, but nevertheless, she was there peacefully and was not part of the violence, according to all the videos I looked at. And now she is facing prison as a physician exercising her constitutional rights. Clearly, they are acting lawlessly. And until the public wakes up and stops waiting for someone else to come and fix the problem, we are the solution. We, the people, as the colonists did in the first revolution, they stood against tyranny.
Yeah, as we will as well, because we have no choice. Either we allow these people to have their great reset, their Klaus Schwab wet dream of you'll own nothing and be happy, or we get our great awakening and we take our country back. MAGA, ultra MAGA, make America great again. Imagine how lost our nation is. Imagine how lost the Democrats are when they try to demonize the phrase, make America great again. Are you kidding me? These people have nothing good on their side. They have no talking points that appeal to red-blooded Americans, and they are truly, truly traitors. And Dr. Vliet, do you have that email from Todd Callender? Remember when I said my response to this was, we need the U.S. Marshals to round these people up, arrest them, and prepare them for jury trials. And Todd said, yeah, here's the problem with that.
Let me quote, and this is from international attorney Todd Callender. Quote, the U.S. Marshals were independent and had their own agency. They were moved under the Department of Justice some years ago, and I think we can check historically. I think that was done under the Obama administration. I'm making that comment as an addition to what he said. And then he said, U.S. Marshals are no longer independent. This kind of consolidation of power is what the powers are after at a higher level. UN, WHO, OECD, which is the Economic Council Development. In the case of WHO, it's pretty well done. The same goes for the OECD, except the US. And all of the courts are now responding to UN conventions as primary law, which is why I cite international law in my pleadings. The only thing stopping the owners from final consolidation under a Soviet model economy, Soviet government, and single market economy is 300 million Americans with guns and our Second Amendment.
Yep, that's right. Well, General, let me ask you this. If the WHO decides on June 23rd that monkeypox represents a public health emergency of international concern and they try to mandate anything that's unconstitutional, I predict, and you tell me if you think I'm right, I predict that the constitutional loving governors we have in some of these 50 states, like DeSantis in Florida, like Kristi Noem in South Dakota, they're going to stand up on day one and say, hell no, we're not doing any of that. So we have the power of 50 states, don't we?
Well, we do if we use it. And that's the crucial thing, Sean. Will we use it? And that's why what you're doing, the role that you're playing, because the mainstream media would not let Dr. Lee and I on like you're doing. And it's important that we let the American people know, give them the facts. And that's what we're telling them now. And we should not accept it. If on the 23rd, they try to start locking us down again, the American people must then rise up and say, no, we are not going to do it. Now, this becomes very challenging for some because We do not realize, have not appreciated what has happened to our public health system with Fauci and those that are complicit in this global takeover. And so they have put fear in the American people's mind. That's exactly the reason why Dr. Lee and I are talking to you this afternoon. So you can understand there is nothing to fear but fear itself, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said after December 7th, 1941. The fact is, we must all stand up. We are not going to lock down yet. Again, no more are we going to do it. And we need those governors. And those governors must understand that DeSantis and Kristi Noem, they are leaders in the governments. And the other governors must do that. Now, unfortunately, many in the Democratic Party have aligned because it is the Democratic Party that is behind this. And so we must out them as we're doing now. And that's why I identified Barack Hussein Obama and the other Democrats are all complicit in this. And the mainstream media, to include Fox News and Newsmax, have been complicit in it as well, because they will not discuss the 2020 election or 2,000 mules.
Right.
So it's the media outlets that we have, like yourselves, which are so courageous to do this, must continue to articulate it and tell the American people, we are not going to lock down. Enough.
Absolutely, 100%. Dr. Vliet, in a minute, I want you to leave us with some call to actions, anything that you might suggest we do in addition to what we've talked about here so far. But General, regarding the Second Amendment, what would you say to the politicians on the Republican side of the aisle that are now playing nice with Democrats and talking about new gun control restrictions based on the shooting in Texas, Uvalde? And by the way, I want to say that under Obama, when the Smith-Mundt Act was amended to allow this government to propagandize domestically to its own people, to lie to the people, the school shootings went through the roof. Go back and look at the chart. 2012 and after, school shootings exploded. And it makes me wonder how many of them are actually question. You know, what they tell us they are. But what would you say to these people, these rhinos and others in the Republican Party that would dare to try to come after our Second Amendment rights?
Well, I would say that the founding fathers put that in for a reason. And that reason is fast approaching us, or has already approached us. And it is one that we have. The two constitutional means we have is to do audits on the 2020 election or to use our Second Amendment rights. We will not live under tyranny. This is a tyrannous government. If they try to do that again, we know it is in their game plan and we know who is involved with it. American people must wake up. Rise up, America. Do not accept this.
All right. Amen. All right. I want to thank you so much, General, for your time. Dr. Vliet, I want to thank you for your time. And do you have any calls to action? Is there anything we've missed here? I mean, we're just trying to sound the alarm. And again, I'm not scared of whatever the World Health Organization says on June 23rd. I'm a sovereign human being. I'm a man on the land, and my rights are granted to me by God. So I'm not going to let those people take my rights any more than I'm going to let Biden take my rights.
Well, Sean, I would agree with you. I think that's the call to action. Do not comply with another lockdown. You are a sovereign human being. Monkeypox is not a medical threat, in spite of the fact that WHO and Bill Gates want to make it sound like it's the worst thing, far worse than COVID. And even if they gin up the fear on Marburg, you still have treatments available, which we have posted on our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Click on the monkeypox fact sheet, the hemorrhagic fever fact sheet, vaccine injury treatment guide. And by the way, one of the reasons they're using monkeypox as the next threat to scare everyone is they've already got a vaccine for it that they approved in 2019. Gee, I wonder why they approved it then. America needs to look at what has been going on to build the plans to force everyone in to vaccination with Lord knows what they're putting in the shots. And these vaccines are damaging people. We have 61,000 millennials who died in 2021 in less than 9 months after the vaccine was rolled out. Compare that to 58,000 Americans who died in 10 years of the Vietnam War. America was outraged, at, as they should be, at the deaths in the Vietnam War. Why are they not speaking up about the deaths after the COVID shot among our healthy working age, military age population, 25 to 44 years old, who don't have a high rate of death normally? People, you need to understand, they are destroying our country deliberately on every front. Food supplies are being destroyed. Fuel access is being denied. There are trucking companies that cannot get fuel. There are shortages of diesel and gasoline. They shut off our energy independence. They are driving up rampant inflation. Food costs are going through the roof when you can get it. And medications are shortage. There's shortage of IV supplies. We need to encourage everyone, and we are doing it in our action seminars at Truth for Health every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, teaching people, here are the steps you need to do to get your supplies in place for medical treatment, nutraceuticals, vitamins, minerals, foods. How do you prepare your home to deal with all of this? How do you start becoming more resilient and self-sufficient? There are action steps everyone needs to take, as our ancestors did, that saw them through the Great Depression, that saw them through World War II. We are Americans. We have a fighting spirit. We do not have to lie down and roll over and capitulate to the international powers. So let's get strong, let's get loud, let's get involved, and let's fight for our country and our sovereignty.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody listening. Yeah, everybody listening is a fighter, because this is the fight we were born for. You know, if not now, when? Friends, life is very short and we can see what the enemy is doing. I mean, look at this insanity. The U.S. buys 500,000 monkeypox vaccines as global cases grow. Get ready for the fear mongering, friends. But look at the details. As of Friday, the U.S. has identified 45 cases in 15 states. Does that sound like an emergency to you? Does that sound like a pandemic? Give me a break. If there's good news, Dr. Liebleit, it's that these people have no narratives that work, and the American people are waking up in droves. So there is a chance that we may save our country in the 2022 election. We're going to take this thing back with a red wave of freedom and liberty, and we're going to put these traitors in their place. I want to thank you both so much for your time. Dr. Liebleit, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having us and being a platform for freedom.
Anytime. My pleasure. It's honestly my pride and pleasure to have you both on. General Thomas McInerney, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Sean. God bless you both.
God bless you, Patriot. And thank you for your service as a Air Force pilot and general for 35 years. You really do make us proud, sir. Thank you for speaking truth. And I'll remind you guys, for real news every single day, visit us directly for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
This plane that we've been on, this vacation of zero rates, that plane is landing. We're coming back to reality. Soft landing or not, the bubble is over.